Welcome to Locked On Cardinals. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Follow me on Twitter at Clancy's Corner. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. You can listen to us both on Fox Sports 910 Phoenix, me 1-4 on the Freaks, and Bo 4-7 on the Drive Mountain Time until what, a week from Sunday? We come back to reality with everybody else?
I don't know. I mean, that's the whole reason that Arizona, and I appreciate them holding strong on not participating, is I don't have to care. When
damn them farmers.
Switch. Yeah. If they be damned, they can get up a little bit later.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
Yeah, you know. So for those that don't know, it's if you happen to have, like, Bo, for example, the show is 4-7, mm-hmm. and it's – so say the – I don't know, his favorite basketball team, whoever. Say it's the Lakers, just hypothetically speaking.
Don't say that.
Okay, so it's the Lakers. So
you're a Lakers apologist.
When it comes to
– follow Alex on Clancy for all his Laker apologists, especially LeBron. This is – this. It's becoming entertaining.
It is.
At Clancy's Corner.
Thank you. I do
it's
appreciate
sad
that.
Too,
I do
by
appreciate
the way.
That. You know, it's awesome.
If LeBron, let me just put this out. This is how big of a LeBron fan Alex Clancy is. And we'll get back to the regular show.
Thank you.
If LeBron James was caught on video murdering somebody in cold blood,
you
would still stand in defense of LeBron James.
Stop
you would.
It.
It's that bad.
He's missed 72 games in 15 years up to this point.
Okay.
Okay.
So, I want you to just admit up to this point that LeBron in the Lakers mm-hmm. has been a disaster.
Of course.
Okay.
Well, I'm not.
And
I'm
he
not,
is not innocent by any stretch of the imagination.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Listen, I am not like, oh, no, but they'll turn it around. They'll make the playoffs. I thought they were going to make the playoffs 26 or 27 games left. At this point, I'm not. But listen.
It's out there. I remember. It's there in social media. It lives.
Yeah,
yes, you did. Yeah. You did say. You even said that they were going to be as high as, what, a 7 seed?
Yeah. Well, yeah. When they were 2 games out of the 8 seed, it was completely different.
Okay.
They were the 4 seed when he got hurt. Listen. I see both sides, okay?
I'm not like you don't.
Yes, I do.
You are more biased than you give yourself credit for.
Thank you.
Look, you can subscribe to what you want to subscribe to. I know that I see because look, I've been a LeBron apologist and I think that LeBron James up until this season would get ridiculed for reasons that he shouldn't be ridiculed, but this season has been brutal. And at the end of the day, it's probably going to be a blessing in disguise. The fact that they didn't go out and trade a bunch of their young talent for a rental or somebody that they can get otherwise on the free agent market. We'll see if that actually happens this offseason. But, yeah.
Anyways.
That's all I have to say.
Farmers. So, it's the time changes. I'm just saying. So, say you have a game that you want to watch that starts at 7:30 otherwise.
Right.
But if it's nationally televised, in Phoenix, it's 8:30 for 6 months out of the year. Because we don't change our clocks, which means we're an hour behind everybody, so we have to line up to East and West Coast. It's nice to be able to watch a game a little bit later. You can get your day done and then, you know.
No, I disagree. I mean, it's great. So if there's a 7 o'clock tip in a basketball game, it starts at 4 here in Phoenix during the summer. Or during the NBA playoffs, you've got stuff tipping at 7. You're not staying up until midnight watching that game. The game's over at 9:30, 10. It's beautiful.
Yeah, fair enough.
It's beautiful.
All right. We're not talking about that right now because I disagree. It's fine. So Josh Rosen, I asked Bo, I'm like, what do you want to talk about today? Because there's so much to talk about up until, you know, the end of April that we don't want to just oversaturate with the same thing, with a bunch of different things to get everything all disjointed. But we haven't talked about this, and it's been getting a lot of run on social media and, you know, TV, just media in general.
It was the biggest story yesterday.
It's so Josh Rosen's draft stock or trade stock.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff Schwartz and a couple others. Jeff Schwartz is starting to rise up here, especially in the Fox Sports family with his hot takes about, he said Josh Rosen's a third round pick and he's not the only one that said it, traded for a third round pick. And do you think, Bo, and before
they're
you answer,
bigger names and even Jeff Schwartz, and that's not an indictment on Jeff
agreed.
Schwartz, Kurt Warner, a guy who laced it up for the Arizona Cardinals, a guy who has talked to Josh Rosen one-on-one. He told Peter King on his podcast that the exact same thing, third round pick. That's insulting. Hasn't NFL history proven, especially when you look at the talent that was around Josh Rosen, that players can make a big leap in their sophomore season? You just used a 10th overall pick on mm-hmm. the kid. and you're going to trade if Steve Keim trades away the guy that he identified and is with trading him, especially for anything less than a first round pick, he should be fired.
Yeah, agreed.
And agreed. I just think, to me, and I was driving in today, I was listening to Adam Scheinshine on sports, and he was talking about it, and I'm kind of befuddled.
Doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
By people who want to think that Josh Rosen is worth a second or third round pick.
I mean, what comes to my attention, or what I think about when it comes to trading one player for a pick or something like that, is Amari Cooper for a first rounder.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that kind of shifted everything in an abstract way that nobody really expected, right? Because first round picks and wide receiver trades midseason, first of all, just didn't happen until recently. And they were never warranted to trade a first round pick for a wide receiver, especially one that struggled for the majority of time he's been in the league, aside from a couple huge games. Now, if Amari Cooper goes for a first round pick, how is a 22-year-old on his rookie deal going for a third rounder? That's the first thing that I thought, because quarterbacks are always first. Quarterbacks are always the most important. Quarterbacks always go for the most amount of picks. And I never really understood that. Never really understood why this is coming out the last couple days.
I completely agree with you. I mean, it's something that doesn't make a lot of sense, and I'll tell you exactly why that is.
Tell me.
Because the national media believes that the Arizona Cardinals don't know what they're doing.
Mm. Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah.
When you look at where Josh Rosen would match up with the current quarterback class and what teams would be willing to give up to move up to select Dwayne Haskins, who's emerged as probably the top quarterback prospect in this draft, what would they give up? It would be way more than a second or a third round pick.
Obviously.
Kyler Murray, even, who we've just talked at nauseam for the last couple days, weeks. He would command more than the second or a third round pick to move
up. Well, Bo, do you think this? So, yes, fine. Ineptitude. Got it.
Right.
Agreed. What do you think about them lessening the trade value because they think the Cardinals are going to take Kyler Murray? So, if they were to take Kyler Murray, they don't. It lessens Josh Rosen's worth.
Sure.
Which means somebody will buy low on the stock that the Cardinals are obviously trying to sell higher.
So, you don't sell.
Right. Okay.
You don't sell. I mean, if there is.
You can't keep them both.
Yes. You can. Why not? If somebody's going to offer you not the value of what your product or whatever you're selling is worth, just hold on to it.
Mm-hmm.
What have we seen in NFL? I mean, we saw Mike Glennon get a 3-year, $45 million deal from the Chicago Bears after not playing for years.
Right.
I mean, the unknown of these guys and their resume sometimes earns them more potential as far as selling them.
We'll talk about it more next. Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. So we're talking about Josh Rosen's draft stock. And it's a polarizing topic because there's got to be, the foundation's got to be the Kyler Murray infused into the conversation. And I'm not talking about drafting Kyler Murray as the reason why they need to trade Josh Rosen. Obviously, that's one and the same. But Cardinals, just wanting of Kyler Murray, or at least the perception of that in the media, maybe teams are catching on like, hey, we can get him for way less than we thought we could. Mm-hmm. Like, this probably won't be an RG3 Kirk Cousins situation in Washington where they drafted two guys and they just said, you know what, RG3's our guy until he got hurt and then Kirk Cousins took over. Mm-hmm. I don't, Bo, come on. There's no way they can keep them both. Right? Wouldn't that be doing your future a disservice by not getting
if
picks?
If there is some bizarro scenario, I guess it's not as bizarre as I'm making it out to be, but if there is a scenario where Cliff Kingsbury is pounding the table for Kyler Murray and then Steve Keim actually signs off on that, you can't sell low on Josh Rosen.
Right.
That is the worst case scenario as far as this NFL draft is concerned.
That's like,
so you're gonna draft Kyler Murray number one overall, and then you're gonna go and then you're just gonna trade away Josh Rosen. You sure you get a second and third round pick? Those, I mean, there's value there, but it's not worth what Josh Rosen is going to get. Look at, I mean, Matt Schaub was a guy who wasn't even starting in Atlanta. He commanded 2 second round picks. Kevin Kolb, we all remember the haul that the Cardinals sent to the Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, Josh Rosen, less than 365 days ago, was a 10th overall pick. Mm-hmm. You can't. I mean, you have to start. The baseline has to be a first round pick. Otherwise, if you're Steve Keim, you hang up the phone and you hold on. If that's the case, if you can't find a deal, if you can't promote, if you can't get people to buy in what the value of a quarterback, as you mentioned, with the contract that he has, that you and I have been just talking about over and over again, and how much flexibility it offers the Cardinals, it's going to offer somebody else. If the Washington Redskins want that, they're going to have to pay a premium price.
Mm-hmm. Or Miami. Listen.
Whoever it is.
Okay. Would Josh Rosen, and you said you read an article, I think. Oh, no. You said that if Kyler Murray and Dwayne Haskins came out last year, mm-hmm. that they would be 5-6 of this top six, right?
Probably.
Do you read that? We talked about that last week.
Well, I mean, I kind of mentioned today, I think, over the weekend during the NFL Combine, that Dwayne Haskins probably
looks like the best prospect.
As the best quarterback prospect.
Now, my point was that if Miami wants Kyler Murray,
mm-hmm.
it's probably not going to happen unless he drops to them or drops midway through and then they trade up midway through the first draft for first round. If they want a quarterback that is arguably better than anybody coming out of the draft this year, they have him in Josh Rosen. So the Cardinals should, either whether it be the Dolphins or the Redskins, that want a quarterback with a team-friendly deal where, I mean, Jay Gruden would salivate over that, I would assume, in Washington. You have the Cardinals getting the 13th or 15th overall pick. What I think should happen, and I've said this and I'll continue until I'm wrong, is Denver trade the 10th overall pick to the Cardinals, and Case Keenum will take that contract off your books. You get your boy for the future, and to get tutored under Joe Flacco again, I guess, and his expiring deal. But the third round thing, Bo, I'm in your camp. They must think that the Cardinals are stupid. And the majority of the time, they have been.
Well, and also, without trading Rosen, the national media cannot continue their Kyler Murray discussion. That's the only way.
Yeah.
But if you're going to go out there and you're going to tell, and it seems like they're probably out of it, but I don't know, the New York Giants.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to tell a Giants fan, yeah, you want Josh Rosen, they're not going to start with a first-round pick. They don't know. They just look at the stats. They didn't see the good throws that Rosen made. They quickly forget that he was a 10th overall pick. They just know that, like what you're saying, and it's not wrong, that his value is probably at its absolute lowest. They're like, well, we're not going to give up a first-round pick for Josh Rosen. But think about what you're trading for.
Was that a New York accent?
Poor attempt. But you're essentially saying you're identifying Josh Rosen as your franchise quarterback. You think that some teams are like, oh, yeah. Okay, you know.
Obviously, thanks for trading him to me.
We're taking Kyler anyway. I mean, sure, it's like giving away like your old pair of sneakers to your brother. I don't have any use for him anyway.
Right.
Why don't you just take him?
Yeah,
it's not the case. This is this is what you're saying. What you're packaging as a franchise quarterback. You're not going to sell it for a third round pick. You're probably not going to sell it for a second round pick. The baseline is a first round pick. Mm-hmm. We'll start there. And if Steve Keim can't do that, that's also an indictment on how bad of a GM he is.
I just wonder, because all the teams that are in the 20s don't need a quarterback. For the majority of them, don't need a quarterback.
It's fair.
So you're looking at...
I mean, they were all in the postseason.
Yeah,
for the
naturally. So you have... I mean, and the only one would be Philly, but Philly's got Carson Wentz coming back as Nick Foles.
Right.
So obviously. And seemingly Jacksonville would have been an interesting situation if, obviously, they're... Apparently, the talks with Nick Foles aren't solidified yet, but there's mutual interest. I think mm-hmm. somebody retracted what they said yesterday with one of the first reports. But there are very few teams, Denver, Washington, and Miami, that would actually take a hard look at Josh Rosen and be like, especially John Elway. John Elway's a star effort for guys that look like Josh Rosen.
I think we can probably scratch them off the list just because there was the reports last year when they were looking at Rosen as the fifth overall pick,
right,
that he bombed his interview in Denver. They don't like Josh Rosen. They're not fans of Josh Rosen.
But you're looking at it from completely different eyes now, aren't you? I understand that, but they also didn't think Bradley Chubb was going to fall to them at 5.
Yeah.
Okay, so
true.
That probably changes the narrative of all of that. If he goes 4 to Cleveland like he's supposed to, even though Denzel Ward was a Pro Bowler, you are maybe having a different conversation at 5 if your all-world defensive end edge rusher is there for the picking.
I think logic comes into play there, and I don't think John Elway's living that world.
Yeah, that's fair.
And
that's
fine. I mean, he traded for Joe Flacco with the expectation that he's going to be their guy.
At that sticker price, if you want to pay that, fantastic. So, we agree, so it must be, it's not April 1st yet, so we're not April Fools'ing that we agree here. Josh Rosen is worth more than a third-round pick. Now, two twos, maybe have a conversation about it. Doesn't matter where they are. If you can get 2 second-rounders for this year and next year, who knows what that could formulate into.
With the qualifier that you want Kyler as your guy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still a very big part in this entire process.
And Bo and I think we're on a unified front here to where we think, although selfishly, it would be incredible. It would be Disneyland every day if Kyler Murray was the Cardinals head coach, but was the Cardinals quarterback. But Josh Rosen's the guy, right?
Yeah, and Kent Summers joined the drive yesterday, and also Robert Klemko of the Monday Morning Quarterback, and they both kind of had the same thoughts on the report of Cliff Kingsbury saying that Kyler to the Cardinals is a done deal. I'll tell you what that is next. It's Locked On Cardinals.
Wrapping up here, Locked On Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Thank you for listening. Our numbers are moving up, man. It's a hard team to build a fan base around, especially pundits, when there's a bunch of different podcasts. Locked On Podcast Network does an incredible job. All you have to do is Google Locked On Cardinals.
Mm-hmm.
And if it goes to somewhere else, Locked On Arizona Cardinals, you can find it at myriad outlets.
You can tell your smart speaker, say, hey, Alexa. Play Locked On AZ
and
Cardinals.
It's true because I do it.
Yeah.
I do it. And I have an Alexa. I got one. I got a little dot, the mm-hmm. little baby one. It works wonders. Just do it and it'll just play and you'll hear Bo be wrong and Alex be right. It's a perfect, perfect mix of, you know, the middle frozen yogurt where you get both flavors in one.
Oh, I did it this weekend.
Dude. Frozen yogurt. There's Zoyo. That's where you went.
You know what I had? I had oatmeal flavored Froyo.
Disgusting.
It was delicious. And I did it with a little salted caramel. Mix.
Yeah, see the salted caramel. That's a sneaky choice.
My God.
Have you had the sour one?
No. Okay. The tart?
Yeah, the tart one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That is exquisite, especially with the salted caramel. But the middle one where...
Mix the tart with the salty?
You got to go sweet, and you got to get a sweet in there somewhere. Like a cake batter.
I think that's blasphemous bit.
Dude, I get one of everything.
And then you got the little cookie dough bites.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Little cheesecake
bites. Are you new to the frozen yogurt world?
No, my world was turned on its side on Sunday night.
Oh, sweet mother. It's something that you need to get back. See, my girlfriend, luckily, is the sweets fiend.
Mm-hmm.
Enter your joke there. I don't know. You've got jokes for days regarding this, so I didn't know. I'm gonna let it slide. It's a day ending with Y. So
but
I figured
actually, one of your jobs is directly across the street from
a Zoyo.
Zoyo, and that's where I went.
Oh yeah.
I was like, I asked my wife. I was like, hey, what about some?
You want to get
Froyo?
Some treats?
She's like, yes.
I've been waiting for 3 years for you to say this,
and we did that, and it was life altering. Rich Eisen today, he said that his sources told him that the Arizona Cardinals have told QB Josh Rosen that he's their guy.
Yeah, and listen, good.
Mm-hmm.
The Cardinals have done everything right so far. Because mm-hmm. even we, all the pundits in the world, always going here, nobody knows what the hell's happening.
Right.
Nobody knows. It's like picking the NCAA tournament teams right now. Joe Lunardi may have an idea, but you have really no idea until it actually comes out.
Right.
Nope. And this is such a 50-50 split, Bo. Maybe it's 60-40, but the 40's louder. It's like a road team, but they have louder fans.
Sure.
Or the Kyler Murray screamers.
Well, it's Kaepernick, it's Tebow, it's Johnny Manziel, it's those type of fans. There is a reason why the national media will hold on to this story and continue to push it down our throats, because the NFL draft, without Kyler Murray being in the discussion and kind of the unknown of where he's going, is so important to the national media that they're going to keep this narrative alive.
This is the slow season.
No matter what the Cardinals say, even if they discontinue the smoke screening, which you both and I agree that they're doing a good job of doing, it's going to continue. It's good for them. It's good for business if Kyler Murray's in the discussion, because otherwise, at the most important position in sports, the quarterback position, there aren't sexy prospects outside of Kyler Murray.
And this was a late addition to the race. It was like the Kentucky Derby ringer came in as the last horse mm-hmm. to come into the race with Kyler Murray and the media outlets. They're just going nuts. And the Cardinals, listen, you got to be happy that you're the vessel for all this.
Yeah.
If nothing else, everybody thinks you're idiots, which you've done. And idiots is a strong term, but but there have been, I mean, there have been very questionable decisions made over the last 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be all in a row, but they've been speckled around like cookie dough bites in your frozen yogurt. When you have this Kyler Murray situation, savor it, enjoy it, use it to your advantage, but don't mess it up.
Sure, and that's what I was talking about with Kent Summers joined Jody Ehler on The Drive on Fox Sports 910 on Monday. So did Robert Klemko, a guy who's dialed in on Baker Mayfield, and he was kind of talking about the differences between Kyler and Baker Mayfield. A lot of people want to kind of lump together because they went to the same school. But what Kent said was he was very kind of, he didn't buy into the report from Tony Pauline that Cliff Kingsbury was going around the NFL scouting combine and saying that Kyler was a done deal. And he also brought up the point that if Cliff Kingsbury was indeed doing that, he's not fit to be an NFL head coach. And I agree with that.
It's you lose either way in that regard. I mean, and Ken Summers is a staple here for stability and not outlandish claims one way or the other, for better or for worse.
Right.
The dude is just rock solid reporting. And he's right. I mean, it's... There's no way, unless it was a Jerry Jones drunken rant that got caught on video, there's no way that Cliff Kingsbury would say something like that. Maybe it was a friend of a friend that told him that, oh, it's a done deal. Who the hell knows? But I'll tell you what, it's fun for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what it comes down to. Tomorrow, we'll continue the fodder. Get us to the top 10 of Locked On Podcast Network. Tell your friends about Locked On Cardinals. Tyler, tell your friends, damn it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.